Hi everyone, it's Jo. It's been a while. I kind of got out of the routine of doing audio booms, and in fact I think the last one I did was to tell you all that I had a potential match for a third guide dog, which is going back to the end of January, beginning of February, just before Rob's birthday. If I remember rightly, I haven't been back and checked. So I thought I'd try and take part in audio mo, and then I kind of didn't. But I am going to do a couple of boos to... This is going to be audio mo day one, and I'm going to kind of give you the story so far. Now, a lot of you I know are my friends on Facebook or follow the VI Talk Audio Boom channel. If you can hear whistling in the background, that's Jodie, by the way. Yeah, she's tidying her bedroom and whistling as she goes. But I just thought I'd do audio mo day one. I thought I'd bring you up to date. Well, I had a matching visit with a dog on the 2nd of February, and it was considered a good match, and I started training with Bruno, who is a golden retriever, purebred golden retriever, on the 2nd of March, and we qualified on, yeah, you're not going to believe this, could only happen to me, April the 1st, April Fool's Day. He's from an outside breeder. He was intended to be a stud dog, with two or three of his brothers, and one of his sisters was intended to be a brood bitch. But he has, I think it's a third rate or third degree, as they put it, heart murmur, so he couldn't be bred from in case it increased further along the line or caused other problems, but he was considered suitable to keep as a guide dog. So he came to me, and we have had quite a few teething problems since qualification, which are still ongoing, but we're working through them, and have had fantastic support from the guide dog mobility team down here in Devon and Cornwall. So we're still working through it. It's early days yet. I mean, we've only been a working partnership for 2 months. Some of the issues we've managed to sort out. Bruno went through a phase of jumping up at me when we were going out on walks, and partly I think because he was excited, but he just couldn't get it into his head that if he was jumping up we couldn't really get anywhere. But we've managed to sort that out by staying very calm, making him sit and wait, and then when he waits for say about 10 seconds I give him a little tiny treat, and then we move on, and that seems to work, and I don't need to do that anymore. He's happy to go, but there are a couple of issues, but I won't go into massive detail about that here. I did do a full guide dog diary from the matching visit to qualification for the VI Talk channel. I think there are about 10 episodes actually of me waffling on, but I did say I'd be very honest, and I did. I was very honest about what happened during training and qualification and everything. So if anyone's interested in that, it is there. It's in a playlist on the VI Talk Audio Boom channel. But he's a lovely boy. He's got a flashy name because he's KC registered. If I remember rightly, it is something like Marbrook of Twist of Fate of Guidewell. He's not a long-coated, curly-coated golden retriever. His coat is quite straight, although he does have the bushy retriever tail, and on the backs of his legs he's got the what they call trousers. So he takes some grooming, but he's a lovely boy. He's very gentle, very playful. He's still very puppyish. He's not two yet. He won't be two until the 8th of July, so 2 days before Jodie's birthday, which she's really pleased about. But he is a lovely boy. He gets on well with the family. He's settled in well. He's settled in well with the retired guide dog, Bonnie, who's now 10. So yeah, but it's good. And I thought it was an opportunity to sort of get into audio mode, join in, but unfortunately I'm on June the 3rd, so I'm going to think of a couple more things to talk about for day 2 and 3 and catch up, and hopefully I'll finish it and it'll get me back into doing audio booms again. I've really not listened to a lot of booms either, so I'm hoping to get back into that as well. Been really busy with VI Talk and other things, but I'll talk a bit more about that later. Okay, I think that's it for day 1. Speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.